372 lines of Go code. That's approximately what Tailcat amounts to, and yet the HN community gave it nearly 600 upvotes. I want to explain why, because it tells you something about what developers actually value.
Go ahead, I know you've been following Tailscale's ecosystem closely.
Tailscale built something remarkable, a modern mesh VPN that makes secure networking between your devices essentially frictionless. The underlying technology uses WireGuard, which is a cryptographically serious, high-performance protocol. Tailcat takes that encrypted tunnel and puts a Netcat-style interface on top of it. Netcat, often called the Swiss Army knife of networking, lets you pipe arbitrary data between machines over TCP or UDP with the simplest possible command line interface.
So you get Netcat's simplicity on top of WireGuard's security.
Exactly. Which means you can move files, debug network connections, relay arbitrary data, all through an encrypted, authenticated tunnel, without setting up SSH keys or fumbling with firewall rules. The use cases span from individual developers doing local network debugging to small teams that need quick and secure data movement between machines. The Tailscale network name resolution means you're addressing machines by name, not by IP address, which alone removes a significant class of operational headaches.
The broader story here is how Tailscale has built a developer community that's genuinely evangelical. Open sourcing Tailcat, even as a small utility, reinforces their position as infrastructure that developers want to build on and contribute to.
On the Asahi Linux front, the 7.2 progress report is another chapter in what has been a multi-year engineering marathon. For context, Asahi Linux is the project bringing full Linux support to Apple Silicon, the M-series chips that Apple designed in-house. These chips are genuinely excellent, and for a long time, the assumption was that Apple's hardware would remain largely walled off from alternative operating systems. Asahi has been systematically proving that assumption wrong.
What's notable about the 7.2 milestone?
The progress report covers continued improvements to GPU driver support, which has been one of the hardest pieces of the puzzle. Running a modern Linux desktop on Apple Silicon at reasonable graphics performance requires understanding undocumented hardware interfaces. Apple doesn't publish specs. The Asahi team has been reverse engineering this through a combination of hardware probing, Mac OS driver analysis, and a lot of patience. The fact that they are on version 7.2 of their Linux integration is a signal of how sustained and serious this effort has been.
And the IBM Z or Linux One dual architecture processor announcement deserves a mention in this context. IBM unveiled a next-generation processor that bridges their traditional Z mainframe architecture with Linux workloads on the same silicon. It's a very different market, enterprise mainframe customers, not developer laptops, but the pattern is similar. The boundaries between architectures are becoming more porous, and the assumption that one architecture dominates everything is breaking down.
The mold linker paper also surfaced today on RZiv, a massively parallel approach to the linking step in compilation. Linking is one of those steps in software builds that most developers treat as a black box, but it can dominate build times for large projects. Mold's approach to parallelizing this work has practical implications for developer productivity at scale. The HN thread had compiler engineers discussing the design trade-offs in detail.
And the harness is the thing post caught my attention from a software engineering philosophy perspective. The author's argument is essentially that a good test harness isn't overhead, it's the actual artifact of craft in software development. Not the feature code, but the infrastructure that lets you know your feature code is correct and keeps it correct over time. It's a perspective that experienced engineers tend to arrive at eventually, but articulating it clearly enough that it spreads is harder than it sounds.
The Nebula Sans typeface is a lighter story, but one the HN community clearly enjoyed. A new geometric sans serif designed with both screen legibility and a kind of astronomical aesthetic in mind. Typography on HN always gets more engagement than you'd expect, because a significant portion of the community cares deeply about how text looks and reads.